gave wrong information of it in the AP about mentioning the Pope instead of Northwest. So it was a mistake on our part. So Peter Smith, with me, just coming from my head, it was in Limpopo. Unlike you, I wasn't using an old document. So yeah, we do make those mistakes. So the provinces are Limpopo, Gauteng, Free State, and Northwest. Now, we are going to give them an opportunity to brief us on preparations for those three provinces. But before we do that, I would like to give you each an opportunity, if you have anything to say that you want to point out that we must take on board, so that the people who are supporting us, the committee secretariat and the research team, whether there are any improvements that you want us to make in advance, and then we give the we give them an opportunity to brief us on the preparation. But before I start, let me point out that we have apologies. Okay, this is the, for the next meeting. It comes from Honorable Bowman. And then the other apology is from Mr. Market, attending another meeting. And then A.J. Williams, Adrian, and from Mr. Lau. So those are the apologies that we have received. And I assume that he is pointing out that they are going to go to other meetings. This is why we will keep this meeting short. We are aware that cooperative government is the one that meets on Tuesdays. So we will try and fast-track the meeting so that other members can attend their regular meetings and so on. So if you haven't said it or written it, that's fine. You take it, you've apologized. In future, you write it, even if you're just going to spend 5 minutes with us. All right. Yes?
I just put in an apology because I have public enterprises, but we have finished our meeting and I'm here. Bowman. So I am here, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Lovely. Okay. Any other point? Okay, let's start the meeting now. Are there any issues that you want to say? Any other comments, members, you want to say about the previous meetings? But for purposes of contributing to improvement to the next meeting, yeah. Okay? Honorable Wenga, Kanari, so on. When are we there, man? Okay, all right. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a contribution towards the visit that we had to Mpumalanga. I felt at the last meeting, which was at Mkondo, it was really participative, and we had the community daily who it was the grass dancer on. But on the previous two occasions, which was Bombela and Leidenburg, we did not have members of the public there. And I think that for us, for these ad hoc committees to be successful, we need to hear from the residents what the issues are, and I think we should be a little bit more proactive there. When we go to the next community, make sure that the communities are involved in this public hearing.
Well, Chairperson, I think also when stakeholders get invited, I mean, when people were complaining that we got the invitation on Friday at 5:30, and they were expected to be there on Monday, so if stakeholders are going to be invited, they must be invited on time. And the issue of the route we take, I think honorable members from those particular provinces should be the resource about the easiest route and the places where people can sleep and where people can how traveling should take place.
Thank Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning. We were in the Eastern Cape doing our oversight there. But what I've observed is that in terms of the stakeholders to come to the hearings, actually the government was not actually, on the first day, it didn't actually turn up from the Eastern Cape. So I thought the communication was not well actually done in that regard. And another thing is I really want to take this opportunity to commend our leader, Honorable Nkosi Mandela, for actually guided us very well and actually conducted a meeting in a very professional way. And I also need to caution that if we go out, we need also to be careful that we don't need to actually allow people to turn our public hearings into a rally-like public hearing. So we need to be careful when we do our oversight. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. I was also to the Eastern Cape, and we had, to my mind, a very successful visit. The able leadership has just been mentioned. It went very well. Everything was well organized, and I think we can be very satisfied. I just want to mention two issues. One is the official liaison for communication from our committee to provinces. In the Eastern Cape, the provincial government was absent, actually. That was problematic. And, you know, now you can't take them on because you don't know what letters went out from our committee or from Parliament to the provincial government. And the municipal people also complained that they didn't have that cooperation that there should be. The second issue is just the officials from the national departments. We were privileged on the one hand to have officials from national departments going along with us. But I would just like to ask, how do we engage with them? I said to our chair, and he tried to do something about it, that they just can't go along with a jolly ride, just listening to what's going on. They must come into play and tell us what are your department education doing about this or that. So I think those two issues, we must just have clarity what we expect and what has been done. Thank you.
No, Chair, I withdraw. It was about, in Afrikaans, we would have said, skitterende afwezigheid van provincie.
Hear that she withdrew because it's been covered. I just want also to stress the importance of having the sector departments amongst us so that they could respond to some issues that have been raised by the public. But also, again, I wanted to check. What? Yeah, I'm coming to my experience. And that's the first one is an experience. The sector department is there, but national department was not there. Oh, okay. Check. my other experience is I just want to check whether is there enough budget maybe to so that we can have a correct. Things like these interpretation devices,
because I think it takes time if a person, we wait for a person to finish speaking, then there is an interpreter. What about if maybe we hire some so that we can use them on public hearings? We know, we understand that communities, people must speak with their own local languages.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that's a very good suggestion that's just been made. I have been covered with most of what I had to say. I just want to refer, we are going to local government, and I think it is very important that the local government, the councillors, are well informed in good time for our meetings, and in addition to the province, and that we should be dealing with our mayors as well, so that they do get the message out to councillors, because they are the ones also that are able to assist us when we are going on the oversight. And I would also like to say thank you to our leader. We were Western Cape, and our comrade Suzani there led us very well, particularly in the where we had our public meetings. I thought he handled those extremely well.
I just wanted to listen to what Honourable Bowman said about the councillors being invited. I think it's really important that the speaker, in fact, of the council is notified, because he or she is supposed to be informing the councillors to be there. And I also would like to thank our chair for the sterling work he did in our public meetings. He handled both meetings very well. Thank you.
I think our experience in the hearings whilst we were here before went to provinces and then provinces pointed at the main key problems that are there around the governance or service delivery. And it's clear as to which sector departments national should really be in our meeting. I know that when we were in Mpumalanga, we did have sector departments, those from energy, from education, from human settlements, and so on. And when you get these kind of problems on the ground, they center around those kind of issues. So I would also suggest that wherever we go, we should have them. Because part of the problem, the main problem, is coordination and communication. You find communities rising on those particular issues simply because they don't even have information. So our visit, in as much as we're going there to find out what are the problems, if there are things that are being done and well and there's information, it's better to be given to people at that point in time, because then you somewhat demobilize the forces that are there who rise on the basis of some ignorance, if I were to call them, because they don't have information. So I think in our view, in our own business in Mpumalanga, it assisted a lot, because people will rise on issues that do not necessarily affect the local council, but will be affecting sector departments, but they don't have information like RDP House. You'll find it's not the local council that is really in charge of why the project did not, you know, it's not of quality and other things. But sector department is. But the anger is directed at the local council. So I think that was so useful, and will encourage our coordinators to liaise with them so that they are there wherever we go. Just the last one also, which I think in some cases where we had almost all stakeholders present, like even those from minority groupings and so on, I thought it was useful, because you get to even understand what's happening at the rate tax payers association level, you know, and if we were to ensure that our business reach out to as many stakeholders as possible, I think it does make the work worthwhile.
Honorable Sizani here and Mandela there to make quick comments, including on what may be emerging as a recommendation. Not to go into the details, but what may be emerging as proposals and recommendations. Just to say that I'm going to ask the secretariat to speak about the invitations and where they went to, but also both of you talk about what actually happened in the areas that you visited about the leadership. So just the information about whether people received invitations and what happened about them. Just brief comments so that we can cover broader areas. I'll come back later.
In our situation in the Western Cape, there were three basic problems. I think the first one was the delayed solution to the communication problem between the Premier and our chair here, and subsequently to the mayor of the city of Cape Town. I think because we went there on Tuesday, or the Tuesday, on Monday, the correspondence was still toing and froing by Friday. So it was very difficult for the mayor to communicate effectively with the councillors. I do know for a fact that a group of Khayelitsha councillors arrived directly from a meeting where they were briefed about that meeting we were attending. And if we had a meeting in the morning, it would have been even more disastrous. We were lucky that it was in the afternoon. That's the first part. The second part is that there is a blatant lack of communication between the provincial government of the Western Cape and national government. It became very clear when the mayor eventually, after we resolved our communication issues, he showed us communication between the city of Cape Town and the provincial government and the national government. Specific commitments that were made, which were never honored, which created the team that went with me could confirm that it is not an exaggeration to say the people in informal settlements in the Western Cape are a disaster in waiting. And I think if your swamps are not cleared by winter storms and rains, you would have cholera in the Western Cape. But they are lucky because come winter, the water washes the swamps, clean, to start afresh. Come summer, then you have fresh water. But there is a huge disaster in the informal settlement. There is no infrastructure. The children are playing in dirty water. Waste sanitation is a huge, huge problem. And I think the mayor eventually said to us, if you would help us connect and communicate with national government, it will make our situation better. We undertook to help facilitate that communication between the city of Cape Town and the national department. The last issue, I think service delivery in our areas is party political. People play politics instead of dealing with the life of people. And that was a huge shock to me to realize that people want to use party politics for something like things that could save people's lives. I was shocked there's one situation where people sell houses and even sell toilets to residents in return for money.
Thank you, Chair. I was part of a team that went to the Eastern Cape. We had a look at two municipalities there, Buffalo City Municipality and Great Kai Municipality. I think one of our major challenges there was to find ourselves caught up in political tensions within Buffalo City Municipality by the mere fact that on our first day we were taken to a fire department and kept at the fire department with just about five, six councillors out of 81 councillors that we were supposed to have seen. It illustrated that there was a lot of challenges the municipality was facing were just political in nature and mostly within party politics. After having moved on with our briefing with the municipality on that day, we found that there was a split in the governance of the municipality. It was divided between the mayor and the municipal manager on one side, and on the other side there was the chief whip. The mayor enjoyed a majority of 42 members, 31 members of the councillors were with the chief whip, and they were interdicting everything that was being done.
Okay.
The major impact on service delivery then is that the faction that is with the chief whip is the one that keeps interdicting the municipality on everything that they try and achieve within the community. But when we asked on some key issues related to service delivery, we would get the municipality that would lead us to believing that now they have been doing work, they have been deliverable to the people, only on our site visits the following day to prove that the things they were talking about were not what we were actually finding on the ground. One of the clear examples about that was the bucket toilet systems that we inquired about, and they came out to say to us that they replicated those toilets in 2008. But when we went out to an informal settlement called Ndangama, we found the community. the name just says it all, you know. We went out there to find a community of about 649 people, sharing six toilets. These toilets, the municipality is supposed to service on Tuesday and Thursday, and most of the time they are left unserviced for a month. And you have toilets that are broken down, even people's dignity and their privacy is infiltrated on them. It was totally unacceptable to find ourselves in those conditions. But I think one thing that really stemmed out of BCM was the issue of political infighting within the department, and that is what has impacted service delivery. But the one other challenge was problems they are having with the other sphere of government in the provincial department, where they've gone to court. The municipality is being taken to court by the Department of Education for not rendering services on electricity. That issue we also felt could have been discussed within government and that settled. But fortunately, we had members from the provincial government that came to assist on the matter and intervened. By the time we were leaving, they were already in ground two on the matter of funds having been paid the day before we were there. It was also good on part of the team to see that there was at least an impact from our side to ensure that there were things that were done. But in going out to Great Kai Municipality, we found that the major challenge the mayor and the municipality was facing is that of corruption and fraudulent cases that were tabled upon us. Although it's talked over that it is junior councillors that are found in these cases, the disturbing issue is that we are not really putting a face to these fraudulent cases of corruption, and I think it was our message that came out strongly that the municipality should move into ensuring that we put closure on these cases and ensure that people are dealt with in the harshest manner possible. But even on the issue of houses, like Honorable Stone Season has experienced with this thing, some of the houses we saw in the Great Kai Municipality, especially in the Komkha area, there are RPP houses there that have been given out, and some of the councillors have been subjected to having sold some of these houses for a value of 10,000 rand a house. But you also find multiple houses being owned by one family. Between two brothers, you find that they own about four or five houses in the same area. And that defeats the real purpose of those houses being given to needy families. And there are people using them as B&Bs. They are renting them out and renting several rooms to several groupings. So the people you actually find in those houses are not owners of those properties. They are actually renting. And I think that's about it. If there's anything else I've left out, other members can feel free to contribute. Thank you.
Any additions from those two provinces? Okay. But just to point out that from in Mpumalanga, the what emerged there is that like there are problems, including some interesting support work between local municipalities and the district. In the case of Mbombela and Ehlanzeni, for example, and Thabatshewu and Ehlanzeni, it looks like the Ehlanzeni district is playing a supportive role in Thabatshewu, supported them with a chief financial officer to help them deal with their books. But there's a problem between Mbombela, which is bigger in the context of Mpumalanga and the district, in that there's a contest there. For example, about 2010 stuff, what we hear is that the district was stopped providing marketing material for 2010 by the local municipality. So it remains an issue up to now in the area of Mbombela and so on. But what was interesting also about the Mbombela municipal, they have a version of sorts of a turnaround strategy. And so in the area of Mkondo Municipality and Thabatshewu, both of which are under administration and with very competent administrators, but working under difficult conditions, there's a problem between the quality and nature of support of local municipalities by provinces that emerge there in those municipalities. So in a sense, the issue of service delivery, we found interesting stuff around contracts for infrastructure, which includes housing, the incomplete, unfinished contract, which suggests there's corruption, so payments were approved for incomplete tasks and so on.
So like the Eastern Cape, there's a lot of work that needs to be done to follow up with action, charges and so on. We were also accompanied by national department. And in areas where we asked them to speak, which is the role you're asking them to do, they provided information to communities. In Bombela, for instance, in Balfour, for example, they provided information, which was an update and received well by the stakeholders who were present there. They came from the National Department of Housing, for example, and from the Department of Energy, and from Land Affairs and some other areas, and so on. So the role that we ascribe to them is that they should provide information about project or programs in that area, which is what they did in those areas. It looks like to talk about the impact that we had. There's a problem of information and communication as well. It does emerge as a problem generally. So in a sense, the information that the administrators themselves provided, it looks like for some of the people, they hadn't had it before until when we were there and they heard it for the first time during those meetings. So that was also an interesting effect of our presence there and so on. But there were objective conditions, because in some areas the administrators wouldn't go because of protests in those wards, for example. So they wouldn't have been able to go there. And what we also did as we went along, just to point out about the communication between provincial and local government, we wrote and communicated in some instances by SMS to provincial departments, specifically of public works. Here we were targeting where we found that we did try and get information about which department owed what money. And because we know that it is both at a provincial level, it is public works, at a national level, it is public works who act on behalf of departments. So that those provincial departments or national departments of public work must act to do that, to try and facilitate payment for this money which they owe municipalities. What we will be doing, by the way, the approach we are taking is that we don't have to wait. So both in the Eastern Cape and in the Western Cape, those issues that relate to either communication or to payment for monies owed by municipalities, by the public works department, we should create the linkage. We did so with the Department of Justice. The deputy minister, for example, promptly communicated to the DG, who we gave contact details of the Bombela finance person, and they talked. We are to get information to find out whether those monies have been settled, which would be very useful, because we are saying that if there's any money, whether it's 150,000 or it's 2 million, or whatever amount, so makes a huge impact on the cash flow of the municipality. So the sooner it goes there, the better. So we are already acting on those. So we will be able to give you feedback later on as to what progress is happening around there. We will follow them up and so on. I think that both Tabacho and Kondo also had draft turnaround strategies, which they were going to take up for discussion with stakeholders who... we urged to participate in the drawing up of those general strategies. And so, from that point of view, that linkage was a useful one, because they told us that information, and we hope that it will work. So, we will tie up some of these issues that are emerging into concrete recommendations. We haven't exhausted them. I just thought I should highlight those that are emerging as we proceed. So the relationship between the district and the local municipalities, both with their province and with national departments, is an area of crucial area which we must identify issues that we must deal with. That's an intergovernmental relations leg, okay? And then the second leg is the relationship between all of them and communities on the ground about those issues. If it is housing, for example, housing, it is about the quantity, okay, of allocations to the areas. It is about the quality of the stuff that is built. It is about the list for allocation, and also it is about corruption in this instance, and so on, housing. And then there's infrastructure broadly, meaning roads and other infrastructure, community infrastructure and so on. That too, it is about its provision and the management of that stuff. And thirdly, the one area that emerges as a broad category around governance, the variety of issues between councillors and the officials, between councillors and among the councillors themselves. That's a category on its own of what we should be looking at. So those are the issues that are emerging here. Now we are going to go to the... Any other comments that you want to make? Now that we've said what we've said so far? Okay, let's move to the next stage. What we are going to do, we're going to ask the secretariat to brief us on preparation. There's a recommendation, if I may just start there, that they are saying that it will make their life very easy. That if we can, we must try and retain the delegations as they are, because it will make life easier for them to make logistical arrangements. I will be going to Gauteng. So the delegation that went with me to Mpumalanga presumably should be the one that goes to Gauteng. And then the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape must choose Free State and or Northwest. That's the recommendation that they went. There might well be one or two changes there and there. But let's try and retain the composition of those as much as we can so that we are able to retain that thing if we can. So that's a recommendation. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Okay. Asitumele inkosi iyawuthetha namaphakathi ayo thina sihambe ke siye emarhanukeni efristate.
So, I want to make an indication that people have already phoned us to ask us where we would like to go.
It looks like our bosses have decided otherwise, unfortunately. Some preparatory work had already been made on the assumption that the delegations will stay the same, but the destination is slightly different than we were talking about here. So it's Tom Cesar goes to Northwest, and the chief goes to, what is the place? Free State, yeah. Yes, every piece of this country is my land. Every piece of it. I won't be pigeonholed in some Free State somewhere. No, I know them all. I know all these problems. Okay, we agreed now. Can we get briefings now? Okay. Let's get briefings. I hope it's not too disruptive. Sorry? The days will stay the same, except there are changes in how long we stay there because of the president's thing on Thursday. So we will come back earlier, which is, and earlier means on Thursday morning. So otherwise the dates are the same, except that we have had to cut them short because we have been called back for a three-line week on Thursday. No, we don't take advice from anybody on that one, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you, your generosity, but we don't accept advice from you. Yeah. Okay. Who's going to start with the briefing? Luvo, talk about the National Department. Who you have invited? Yeah.
Only National Department? Thanks, sir. With regard to the National Department, I sent a letter even before we went to the first leg of the provincial public hearing to the National Department to say to them they must send us a delegate from the National Department to respond to the issues that may arise that will need a response from the national level. As the result of the Department of Energy was there, Social Development was there, Basic Education was there, it is the one that I know about. And I've also sent the letter also to SALGA National, to Traditional Leaders National. Yeah, that's what we did for the whole process.
Yeah. I'm just trying to raise, I thought you were going to raise the first contact being the legislation. Okay. You disappointed. Yes, the delegation from Mpumalanga. Yeah, yes. All of you disappointed me because I thought you would like. Sorry, let me just do that because you must also give us a list. You must be able to give us a list and not just talk the way you do, Lugo. Please, I mean, this is we have to be professional about this work. We must produce a list. Here is the list of invitees, and here is what we picked up from the registration in the last meeting. Okay? That the following ones attended and the following ones did not attend. So that's what we need. Let's do that. In Mpumalanga, we had the legislature. The chairperson received us at our first venue, and the delegation from his committee joined us. So right until the end of the meeting in Balfour on Friday, we were accompanied by the legislature, which was a very useful thing for us and so on. So that even we also gave them an opportunity to respond to some of the issues that are relevant to the provinces and the provincial legislatures for tech. So they did that in the meetings themselves, which was very helpful. So, for example, the departments that were there, it's education, it's land affairs, it's housing, which was there consistently throughout, and energy, which was there throughout, so on, and they spoke whenever they were required. Water. Was water there? Yes. No, we're talking about Mpumalanga, those were there. Did you have water? We didn't. We didn't have water. Okay. So those that I mentioned were those that were present. And we gave them opportunity to speak. In bitterness, in Mkonto, in the presence of stakeholders, they themselves said, some of them, that they have no issues with social development. Those guys are doing their job there. And the regional representatives, who's from local, was very proudly also repeated it for our ears, I guess. He was very excited about the good credit money he was getting from the stakeholders. So I'm just saying that was the presence that we received. So in the invitation, we did say, and as we told you at the earlier meeting, that the Speaker of the Legislature is informed, and clearly in Mpumalanga, the speaker would have then informed the appropriate chairperson of the portfolio committee, and that committee accompanied us. That seems to have been the consequences of that invitation. So we expect that in the next, as we go ahead, the same thing must happen. The speaker and chairperson of the portfolio committee that is relevant must will be invited if it has not been done already, so that they are able to accompany us in those places. Because politically, they must continue to do the oversight work on whatever emerges in that process. They can also, they also help us to provide us with a briefing if we ask for it and so on. So that's the reason why they should be there all along the path of doing so. So let's make sure that that happens. Louvo and team, we must make sure that they come, and also that they should at least be there to receive us when we arrive. It's just courtesy that someone from the either the legislature or somebody, part of the proper relationship between ourselves, that they be there to receive us before we go into the business of work. I would assume that would be useful to do. I think let's just start there, so that they are the ones who welcome us in their provinces and so on. Any other comments that you want to make? Okay. Let's proceed with the briefing for preparation. So with the understanding that national departments will be communicated to remind them that we are going again there, that they and that we expect them to provide any information on matters that are raised during this public hearing. I want to explain to Mewenga. You see, in the initial preparations, we did not have Mbombela or Nelspruit on our agenda. We added it because we thought we must expand the number of areas that we cover in Mpumalanga. As you can see in other areas, they dealt with fewer areas. And that's why we did not have the involvement of the public. But in areas which we had in our program in advance, the public is invited. They are preparing for that. So it was not designed in the system at the beginning because the areas were not included. We were not meant initially to go to Nelspruit. We were just went to go to Mkonzo and Balfour. Those were the two areas we meant. Okay. Yes, yes.
We must just bear in mind that consistently everywhere we went, people were asking what would be the difference between this committee and the rest that ever visited them, and there's no report back or feedback. I think, thanks, Chair. To come to that, it's crucial that we have the relevant department when we are doing oversight. For example, when we were in Great Kai Municipality, there were issues at the clinic that we were at in Soto. And we found the clinic was open half day, they closed at 12 o'clock, and they closed on weekends. But because we had people from the provincial department of health, we were able to say to them, we'd like them to sort that issue out urgently and to attend to those matters. So when departments are there, you are able to then speak to them on the matter and want a report back as soon as possible to see what has been done with the matter. So I think we need to emphasize to departments that they need to be there when we are doing oversight.
Yes? Sorry? Go ahead. Tell us what's going to happen next.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to be talking to the Gauteng program. The Gauteng delegation will be leaving or traveling to Gauteng on Sunday. In the morning, as we're going to be having a briefing on Sunday of, afternoon with the Gauteng Disaster Management Department on the IT experience. Monday morning, we'll have a public hearing in the Nokeng municipality.
Nokeng Satayman.
Yeah. Satayman, local municipality. the executive mayor of the district has confirmed that they will also be at the meeting, as well as the local municipality and the provincial chairperson of the Cooperative Governance Committee. After the public hearings, we'll do oversight in the area. Tuesday, we have stakeholder engagement, still with Nokinta and Samani, local municipality. The ward committees, CEWs, and the councillors were informed. We're just waiting on the list for the organized structures that confirm that they will be taking part in the stakeholder engagement. In the afternoon of Tuesday, we'll also have stakeholder engagement at Impuleni local municipality, with the district municipality, the city being the district municipality, also confirmed that they'll be part of the stakeholder engagement, as well as the CDW's ward committees and the local municipalities. They also be waiting for the confirmed list of the other structures. On Wednesday, we'll have public hearing at Impuleni local municipality. After that, we'll have our oversight visit. We'll then move to our Tambang International Southern Sun, where we will sleep over, and then on Thursday morning return back to Cape Town. Thank you.
That's Gauteng delegation. Any comments from you members who are going to go to Gauteng? We told you that if there's a stakeholder you think will add value, tell us. We'll invite them. They must come and do their presentation.
No, first. Morning, members. For Northwest, members will be traveling to Kimberley on Sunday, checking the Kulti Hotel. We'll be traveling from Kimberley to Taung Task Monday morning to have the briefing session there. After that, we'll have public hearings at 4 at the gymnasium. And then we'll be driving to another accommodation in the evening. On Tuesday morning, we'll be driving to the oversight visit within Greater Taung or around that district of Upirim, I think. We'll have the oversight around that area, and then we'll have stakeholder engagement in Mabana. On the Wednesday, we'll be driving to Ziras in Ramotsire, where we'll be having the district of Ngaka. Yes. Ngakamujiri. Yeah. Mulem. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. They'll be coming to that meeting for a briefing. And then we'll still have the stakeholder engagement in the morning, because we won't be able to have it in the evening. Our public hearings in that area start at 1, because we'll have to drive to our Tambo later in the evening. So we'll have the stakeholder engagement in the morning before the public hearing. We won't have time for the oversight visit, because members have to be back in Parliament Thursday morning. Yeah.
Okay. Questions on the Northwest one? Okay. Let's go to the Free State.
Good morning, members. I'll be traveling with the group to the Free State Province. On Sunday, the 14th, members will be arriving at the Bloemfontein Airport from their respective provinces. And then in the evening, we have dinner, so we can informally discuss our plan for the next day. On Monday, the 15th, we'll drive to Kopanong local municipality, which is like an hour, 50 minutes away from Bloemfontein. We will have a briefing session from the municipality, Kopanong municipality. Then afterwards, we'll have a stakeholder engagement. The venue is still to be confirmed. They're still looking for the venue for us within the municipality. And then we'll have lunch after that. Then after that, after lunch, we'll travel to Matikhek Community Hall. That's where we'll have the public hearing. We'll start at 3 in the afternoon, and then finishing at 7. Afterwards, it will be supper. And then we'll drive back to Bloemfontein to the hotel. And then the following day, which will be Tuesday the 16th, after identifying the the location for our oversight visit. Members will drive to the oversight location. There we'll spend approximately 4 hours wherever we decide to go. And then afterwards we'll have lunch. And then we'll go back to... we'll go straight up to Velcom, where we'll sleep for the night. It's about a 4 hour drive from Popanong to Nala. And then they will have dinner and informative discussions about the following day as well. And then on Wednesday, the 17th, we'll travel to Botterville. That's where Nala municipality is. It's about 40 k's away from Velcom. There we'll have a briefing session in the morning, and then a stakeholder engagement afterwards, because we won't be able to have the stakeholder engagement after the public hearing since I held at night, and then the stakeholders will help meet them before public hearings, unlike the other occasions. And then after that, we'll have lunch, drive to an open field opposite Shabolo Public School. We'll have a marquee, and then we'll have public hearings there. Then afterwards, we'll drive, after SAPA, we'll drive to Johannesburg in OR Tambo and check in and sleep there for the night. And the first thing in the morning on Thursday, we come down to Cape Town.
Suggest that we try and talk about a session with SALGA in Bloemfontein. In other words, you go to Kopanong for meet all other stakeholders, and then either in the evening of your arrival or on the next day, that you have interaction with SALGA, the province there, so that you don't leave them out, even if it's an hour's briefing session. It ought to be possible to do that, unless you have included it at a different time. What time have you organized them?
We invited SAGA to the engagements and the public hearings as well, so I'm sure. So,
but anyway, that's the consideration that you can make as you proceed to make arrangements. Members, any other comments that you want to make on these preparations? Yes, ma'am.
Chairperson, for interest sake, I just want to check. They said they're going to have public hearings on an open field next to a school. There was no accommodation that they had.
The one area that we find very useful is the site visits to look at the projects and so on. Those are very important. We were told by both the researchers and the secretariat that if anything, we must prioritize those because sometimes what we get really stretches the truth a lot. So we must combine hearing what we are told with seeing what's on the ground and what's happening so that we balance those into some usable information and knowledge. So members, that's the preparation. So we're done with those preparations. We will do that. Now I want to there are two departments that National Public Works, the minister is ready that we should give them a week, preferably 2 weeks in advance to prepare, to come and talk to us. They are the official landlord for government. So wherever government is, they are the ones who pay rent. If it's health, justice, or whoever, they are the ones who handle those things. So we would like to talk to them. Public Works also has other programs that they do with municipalities. So from a service delivery point of view, we thought that those two reasons make it important that we interact with them. So I would suggest that part of what we do when we come back is to, in advance, in fact, we can begin to look at a date on which we must give them a platform to speak to us, and the Department of Transport as well, the National Department of Transport. They did not come, they were not able to come, and so on. So we suggest that those two national departments, we add them on the list of those we would like to hear. We do want to ask you to identify any other department that you think we should additionally try and get to come, who did not come during the hearings, whose perspective around governance and service delivery will be important. Think about it. If there's anyone that you should visit, do that. The third thing that I want to raise is that the Auditor General is on a roadshow, like on a roadshow, to make to do what Municipal Finance Management Act audit findings in the provinces. There are dates, they've already covered a number of provinces, and on their agenda, they are going to be coming to Parliament. So I'm going to suggest that at the end of March, we must negotiate that date with the Auditor General, that they should come and present to us their audit findings on the Municipal Finance Management Act, so that we incorporate our discussion of those findings as part of the work that we are doing for purposes of our report as this ad hoc committee. So that will happen at the end of this month, March. In addition, I have met with the Auditor General. They have informed us that they now have they are setting up a presence in Parliament to interact with appropriate committees and so on. For cooperation, cooperative governance and traditional affairs, they have allocated a person to work with us on issues that relate to the Auditor General. I just don't have her name with me, but they gave us a card, we met her, and she's going to be working with the committee here. I thought that is useful so that we know in advance. So let's read some of those reports, if we can lay our hands in advance, so that we interact with the Auditor General. You wanted to say something?
I wanted just to say, Chair, and I think we must be able to, I think once we are about to compile our composite report, is to allow critical departments, because I think there are a lot of departments that are always mentioned. I think the situation is national situation. And then I guess that we must allow them to come before this committee, and then before we finalize the report, for them really to take us into confidence on some of the issues that are going to be raised there. I think critical departments are there anyway, all of us will know. Very rare to go to any area people not raising some of those matters. But I think another department that we should consider in then coming before the committee, and the one area that I think is the question of the department that is dealing with land. And then I think the rural one is another one. The one that is with land is the rural one. And I think we should do so. I think the instrument segment one is an obvious one, general, because every matter is about this area, general speaking. I think we should really, once we finalize our report, call them before, they must then give some input in us, and then I think that will assist us a lot. We have a very composed, balanced report after you have shown it.
So as an addition to the last speaker, we should. I checked when we were in Mpumalanga, there was no one from the Committee on Rural Development, and we are in a rural province where land problems are reigning supreme. Access to land, the forest, and some people raised issues about access to forest, and you know. But from the committee, there was no one who went there to either a researcher or a committee person to help in capturing some of the information and helping suss out, central issues that are facing us as the committee in those meetings. One person was not enough. And again, there are NGOs that are involved in in human rights related to land, to land and rural development, I think that they should be become standing invitees on some of our meetings, particularly when you go to areas where there are land problems and stuff.
I think another department is the department of health, because there's always issues around clinics and ambulances. So if we can get them on board as well. Thank you, Chair.
Some of you may not have been there during the first hearing. So some of these departments did come. Those that I mentioned were those that did not come. Transport and health did not come. So those who came, what we should do, maybe naturally, because what we are going to come up with may be recommendations that relate to them, this department, that we must find a way in which perhaps we say to them, we now invite you to come and receive our recommendations. And then, even before we process them to Parliament and so on, that this, we've been on this oversight visit, these are our findings, and we have processed them through Parliament. There's going to be a process to report to your principals so that you act on these recommendations that we are making. But generally, I'm just pointing out that we should retrieve that information that they presented to us, all these departments that presented to us, so that when we make recommendations, we cross-reference to what they said to us. But just to talk to the research,
even those who have appeared before us, I think there will be department really who would have informed us about something that is not existing at all. I thought that the reason why we are doing this oversight visit too is to verify what they told us in Parliament. And therefore, once we have seen things, it's still proper for us to call them and come in a car on what they told us and what we see on the ground. Because I think that's the thing, but we must try to manage it correctly. Because I think the point that we are raising was correct. But I think some of them, they really taken us for a ride. And then what they were saying and what we are seeing is different things. I think that's why I thought that they must come and just to assist us. What was their understanding at the time when they were making this presentation?
I think we've captured it that as we conclude our process, we have to call them. We will call them so that we point out this is what is emerging for us. And these are areas in which we are going to make recommendations for follow-up and so on. Okay. That the research department should help us with summarizing the inputs of those departments so that we have a user-friendly version of their inputs to the committee. And each department, in other words, its version, even if we ask them to summarize it for us, they must choose to summarize those. So we can do that. That's one way of doing it. But we have the substantial presentation. It must be summarized for us to have it with ourselves. The useful information document, because those are what they, for example, the rural development department said to us, what we are giving you is what we presented at the government of Hope. This is what we are going to be doing. These are the key things that we are going to plan to do and so on. So we must come back to them. This is what we are finding with our, and so on, and this is what we are going to go ahead with. Okay. So it's a, there will be days on which we listen to the Auditor General, to these two departments, Transport and Public Works. That's a very specific thing. And then later on, we will then call the departments once we have done math to generate a report with recommendations. Then we'll do that. The target is for us to finish a report by mid-May. Our mandate ends by mid-May. It's been extended to mid-May. So before this, No, we are not extending it, absolutely. Absolutely, we are not extending it. We must finish our job. We want to watch the World Cup with no unfinished business on our desk. Yes. Okay. If there are no other comments, members, I suggest that we've done our work for today.